And with me today, I have Jill Hare and Michelle DeVito from Upminster Methodist Church, here to discuss the church's Christmas Tree Festival, a fun and festive trip out that is COVID safe this Christmas. Michelle and Jill, hi, it's so lovely to have you here with me.
Hello.
Now, Michelle, tell us a little bit about how the church normally does this Christmas Tree Festival. What is it in a normal year?
So in a normal setting, the first week of December, we have 30 fir trees set up inside of church, and different families or companies sponsor the tree. The sponsor money will go directly to the charity. We always have a theme every year, and the theme changes. So whatever the theme is, everybody has to decorate their tree as creatively as they can. And the church is open for the whole week. We have families coming to see the trees. We have schools come in and they have like a little choir going on. The parents come to watch the children sing. But it's just ever so pretty, especially, well, we usually don't open the doors till lunchtime during the week anyway, by which time it's getting a little bit dusk and all the twinkle lights are going off. The smell of the Christmas trees, it's just so magical. It really is lovely. And we always raise money for a local charity usually as well. So it's just a really lovely festive thing to do. Really gets the community together. But unfortunately, this year, been unable to do that. So we've done it a little bit differently.
Yeah, this year you've thankfully been able to go ahead, just had to tweak and make do given the circumstances. But it sounds really fun and interesting still. What exactly have you done to adjust under the pandemic circumstances this year?
So we really wanted it to go ahead in some capacity because it is the start to a lot of people's Christmases, I think, in Upminster. We come up with the idea, let's ask if people would like to decorate a Christmas tree in their front garden. And I thought, what a fantastic idea. And initially, we honestly thought if we could get 50 trees together, then that would be great, 50 different families to participate. But we put it out on the church newsletter and on social media, Facebook and whatnot. And we've now got over 300 houses taking part over Upminster and Cranham.
Wow.
We've also got a couple of houses in Hornchurch and Raynham. It's just been amazing. We cannot believe the response that we've had, but we had to have, the unfortunate thing is we had to have a cutoff because we've had to send out packs to everybody. So the way that we've done it is that everybody will have the same tree topper, so that whilst you're driving around Upminster, you'll be able to picture the tree. Our theme this year, we thought we would go with rainbow colours for the NHS. So we've asked everybody for the trees to be as colourful as possible. And unfortunately, we had to have a cutoff to put all these packs together. So 300 packs have gone out. And now we've got so many people coming back saying, please, can we be added on? And unfortunately, we've had to say no, because they can still do the trail, but not put their tree out. And we just cannot believe how popular it's been, really. So we're very grateful that everybody's participating in the way that they are.
Yeah, that's amazing. So people, as you said, can still take part in the trail where they can go and hunt for all these Christmas trees. How can they take part in that? Where can people go to find out more?
That's it. So we've got 300 houses taking part. So we have put a trail together, which is a picture trail, if you like, of all the trees dotted around the different roads. And attached to that is also a list of all the road names and how many trees you'll find down that road. Not giving out door numbers because you don't want to make it too easy for people. So we have a Facebook page called Upminster Methodist Church Christmas Tree Festival 2020. You can download a map from there. Also, in Waitrose Upminster, they have the trails available underneath their rainbow Christmas tree. And outside the Methodist Church, we're going to have like a little Christmas house, which will house at the trails. So you can also get them from outside the church. And that's how they can find the trails and take part.
That's so lovely. It's such a nice way to get involved, turn it into a bit of a treasure trail, which is always exciting.
That's it.
Obviously, we do recommend that people need to take part as part of their social bubbles. Make sure you stay socially distanced so that this is all COVID safe. But it's such a nice way, you know, get outside and get in the festive spirit in a time when so many other festive things have had to be cancelled. It's so great that this can go ahead. So how long does this Christmas Tree Festival last for, Michelle?
So it lasts for 7 days. It finishes on Sunday the 13th of December. Trails, again, can be found in Waitrose and on the grounds of the Upminster Methodist Church, and also on our Facebook page, which is Upminster Methodist Church Christmas Tree Festival 2020. The link for the charity can be found on there. The QR code is on there. And also we're requesting, if anybody takes any photos of the Christmas trees, can they post the photos on there for people that are unable to take part in the trail for whatever reason? At least they can still have a little look at the trees and people's efforts that they've gone to for this amazing charity.
Absolutely. Well, that's lovely as well, because then whilst we all have to stay socially distanced in our little bubbles whilst we're taking part, we can feel like we're all doing it together, at least if we can post all of our photos to the Facebook page.
That's the idea.
Now, you mentioned that this is always done in support of a charity. This year, what is your charity?
So our charity this year is First Step, which is a local charity in Hornchurch, which looks after families of disabled children and babies. It's a wonderful charity. It's very local to us. It means a lot to the church members as well. And unfortunately, their funding was stopped by Havering this year. So it's even more important that we back them and try and get them as much money as they can for them to continue to look after our local families.
Absolutely. Now, it's so close to the community of Upminster Methodist Church because Jill Hare, who is also with us today, founded the charity a while ago. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Tell us a little bit more about how you founded this charity and why it was so important to you.
Yes, well, basically through a very close friend and neighbour, 32 years ago, having a baby unexpectedly with special needs at birth, and the slow realisation for me of just how isolating that can be for a family, because you may never have had an involvement with anybody with a special need, let alone a new baby.
Mm.
And largely, their needs are the same as any small baby, except that as a new parent can see into the future immediately and are very fearful of it. The group started to enable new parents to meet other people in the same situation. And that was in the days when inclusion was the buzzword. But to be included, you have to be confident yourself. And that is why First Step started. It started with six families at one morning a week in the Upminster Methodist Church. We had a room for free. And there's been several moves since then because the group grew at an alarming rate. We hadn't realised how many people wanted to join. The services increased as well, rather than just being a parent and child session. Parents were saying it would be lovely if we could leave them for a couple of hours in a preschool situation with helpers. So that side of it developed. Over the years, we also had music therapy sessions, which were wonderful, particularly for non-verbal children. And we had a counsellor. They were the good days. Unfortunately, in 2017, when things had been going very well, the local council withdrew their funding.
Right.
And that was the funding that enabled First Step to run preschool sessions specifically, just as any other child would go to preschool. But if they had special needs, they could come along in a much smaller group, but with a higher staff ratio. But by withdrawing that money, it meant First Step had to use their reserves. And reserves only last for so long. And then COVID coming along as well meant no more fundraising. So they are in dire straits financially.
Yeah, so it's really, really important. It's so great that the Upminster Methodist Church can support this charity, particularly because that was where it was founded and this is where it started. So great that in such a difficult time, the Tree Festival has come as one means of being able to continue fundraising. It's so important to do. How can people contribute specifically to First Step if they would like to?
There's a QR code and that can be found on the Facebook page. It's the Methodist Church page that I gave earlier. And there's a QR code. And also on all of the Christmas tree packs that have been sent out, we gave the tree toppers so everybody knows the trees are taking part. But also attached to the Christmas trees is a poster. And on that poster, it gives the QR code and the Just Giving link, which is, if you go into Just Giving and search for Upminster Methodist Church, it will take you straight into the Christmas Tree Festival link, which all that money goes to First Step.
Amazing. So it's free to participate in the Christmas Tree Festival if you want to, but obviously if you can donate, it is ever so much needed and people will be very appreciative, both at the church and at First Step. Once again, how can people find out more information about the Christmas Tree Festival and about First Step?
To find out more information, and they can go on our Facebook page that we've set up specifically for this event, which is the Upminster Methodist Church Christmas Tree Festival 2020. We're posting lots of things on there. On there will be the Just Giving link to our charity First Step. The Just Giving page that we've set up is called Upminster Methodist Church. If you put that into Just Giving, it will take you straight into the Christmas Tree Festival page, and all that money goes straight to First Steps.
Amazing. Thank you both so much, Michelle and Jill, for joining me today and telling me all about this amazing event and amazing charity. It's been great to have you here.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.